people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
About, I don't know. Well, it was when I was in ministerial school. So that would have been 20 years ago when I was in ministerial school. I went to this conference for churches on how to grow your church. And it was put on by Adam, can't think of his name, Kansas City, Missouri. Anyway, this guy built a huge, huge mega church. You may have heard of him. You may not have. He's sort of like the Joel Osteen of the Midwest, I guess. And now he's got lots of campuses and everything like that. And I've met Adam. He's a really great guy. He's very genuine and seems to be very ethical and purpose-driven. In fact, when if I'm remembering this correctly, when the Methodist Church made some stand against gays or gay marriage, he was like, mm-mm. And when you've got 40,000-50,000 followers, makes an impact. I was at this conference and they showed a movie, a commercial rather, that had been created by one of the megachurches that was attending there. And it was people walking down the street. It was like a camera shot as if you were walking down the street. It was a point of view. And what you're seeing is people, like, you imagine a busy New York City street. But you're seeing people go by, and there's people on bikes, there's people walking, there's cabs, there are people getting in and out of cabs, there are people parking cars. And as they're doing their normal behaviors, there are these bubbles that are popping up over the person's head. And the bubbles were things like going through a divorce, has a mental illness, found out their spouse is dying of cancer, child won't speak to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then the takeaway from that is, whatever you're going through, we're here for you. Then it was the church commercial. It was really, really well done. Because what it did was, it gave you that idea of be kind to everyone, because everyone you meet is going through a hard struggle, because literally there was a bubble above everyone. And during the pandemic, I realized that the anxiety and the stress right now for everyone is through the roof. I think it's abating somewhat. Although, while it's simultaneously abating, it is also increasing for some people. I was talking to a business the other day, a person who runs a business, and he was telling me that the forecast in his mind for his business is not good because of the things that the Biden administration is planning to do. And ironically, I was talking to somebody not too long before who was telling me that the changes that are coming along are actually some of the best changes that could ever happen. So either way, there's this anxiety. And like right now, because I still wear a mask, even though I've had two vaccinations, I've noticed there's even more resistance to me wearing a mask around here. So I feel my anxiety going up. And yet I also realize that for some reason, me wearing a mask makes other people anxious. They take it as, I don't know, an affront or something like that, because they've made their choice. My choice is different. Therefore, they feel their choice is threatened. Let me put it that way. I think that's a good way of putting it. There were four people wanting to get on the elevator yesterday with no masks. So our elevator is not a full-size elevator. And I said, you know what? I'll let you guys on and I'll get off. And that's exactly what I did. And I realize that right now people are anxious. We are very, very, very anxious. And how would it be if you went through your day? First of all, on a scale of 1 to 100, all right, 1 being You are the blissed out second coming of Jesus. You are so chill about everything. That's one, all right? Or you're the Buddha. That's one. 100 is you are on the way to the hospital in an ambulance because you have had a massive anxiety attack, all right? So where are you in between? Are you a 51? Are you a 72? Feel free to type this into the comment section. Where are you on your anxiety meter? And let's go back to that idea of that church commercial. What if you then actually wore a sign above your head like a thought bubble that let the world know your anxiety level? Wouldn't people treat you better? Wouldn't people, knowing where you are, treat you possibly with more kindness, more understanding, cut you some slack? And I'm saying that not even knowing what your anxiety level is. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm presupposing it's higher than you want it to be. Now, we always want to first give what it is we want to receive. So imagine if walking out into the world, you could understand the anxiety level of the other person. Just guess it. And a lot of times you can, based on the way they walk, based on the way they talk, based on how they move. I live in a complex with a lot of tourists, as I've told you, that's constantly cycling over, and you can see different types of people on their vacation. There are people who get here and want to hurry up and relax. They just want to hurry up and relax, and everything, the elevator is slow, and why does this have to do this? And, da, 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 da. And then there are people who get here and just go, ah. And the hurry up and relax people will make you stressed. And the people who are the ones who do 20 miles below the speed limit in the middle lane, because they're really not sure which way they're going or which way they want to turn. And in both cases, they're anxious. There's an anxiety meter. I can tell you one thing. I would love to hook up an anxiety meter and have it on the top of everyone's car on the turnpike here in Miami. Because you see people, I'm driving along and my anxiety is at zero. It's at 15 maybe, okay? It's at idle. My anxiety is at idle. I think I'm going to use that. I like that. And then someone in a Lamborghini can come up behind me at 180 miles an hour, and there's really no place I'm going to have to move, or they're going to have to jam on their brakes or slow their roll or whatever. And my anxiety on my roof would start going up, 15, 30, 35, 40. And theirs is high too, probably was high in the first place, but now I'm raising theirs. I'm an obstacle to them. Our key takeaway today, my dear friends, is you have an anxiety level, and it's better to acknowledge it, and it's better to not engage in certain situations. If you or the other person is at a stress level that is too high, and right now I want you to know that everybody's benchmark is high. So handle yourself and everyone else with kid gloves. And choose your time to address issues. Choose how you address issues very carefully and with love and understanding, especially for yourself. And since I said especially for yourself, it's time for everyone to click share. Thanks to those of you who click share in the past. Oh, I love it. I'm going to get to see you all talk about your anxiety level. And if you haven't said yet, say. I would say that right now, on a scale of 1 to 100, Teddy's growling. So that just put mine up. Mine's probably, to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest, probably a 65. And the reason is simply I can hear the construction going on right now at any moment. And so I want to stay relaxed in the moment and not anticipate them turning on the jackhammers before we finish. All right. No boat, Key Largo. Key Largo is my choice. Awesome Possum says, Jerome is here, says, hi. I'm grateful to be with everyone. Grateful. We're grateful to have you, Jerome. Alex and I were just talking about the fact that you have to look beyond people and their negative attitude because they most likely are going through something. Yeah, again, I'm watching Seinfeld more as a psychological experience than anything to watch the character of George. George has borderline personality disorder. I'm telling you this. And it makes perfect sense because his parents yell at each other constantly, constantly. There is nothing that he has said to them since I've watched this show that it said to his parents that does not end up in one or both of them yelling at him and usually one another in the process. So George is an abused puppy. I will continue wearing my mask after my second dose. I am 50. Courtney, good for you. That's awesome. Hey, Muriel, good to hear you. 25. All right, come on now. That's great. See, you guys are inspiring me. Michelle Bland says their own issues. I totally get it. Yes, and Ed Wilmot, do you guys feel other people's energy or am I the only one? When I get around people, totally feel it. Ann says she's a 35. Brit says she's a 40. Michelle says 75. Well, there you go. Thanks for your honesty. 50 during day, 75 at night. Wow, that's an interesting observation. That's a great thing to watch, especially if you're having trouble sleeping. Michelle says, Meemaw, don't want to skip you over. Oh, no, we did. Michelle says, Michelle Lee says 50. Ed Wilmot says, I would like it to be realistically 10 to 15. Me too. And when we get into, I've already written the jump starts for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to teach you something called REST, R-E-S-T, and it will help you reduce that all the time. Trish, you're not late. We're just glad you're here. Glad to have you. Linda says, depends on the day, but so much better. And this is what I want you to get. Your anxiety meter is going to change when you get off this jump start. Your anxiety meter is going to change throughout the day. Understand that, embrace that, but be aware of it and augment what you do. And also do your best to intuit the level of other people because it will change how you react or act better. Let's see. Heather says, I think I float between a 10 and a 20. Sit around a 10 and a 30, 40 rather, she says. She's sitting at a 20. Awesome. Look at all the shares. Going back now, there's so many comments, y'all. Trish says she's a 50. I've only been in Miami once, says Christy. I couldn't agree with you more about the turnpike. It scared me to death. My anxiety meter was pegged at 100 for the first 4 or 5 hours. Well, the first 15 times I drove on the turnpike here. I had never had people come up to me like they were in Grand Theft Auto. All right. In general, Susie says about COVID. In general, 20 about COVID 5. I got a mild case of COVID in March, no vaccine for me. My sister, on the other hand, is generally an 80. Oh, I get it. And about COVID a 95. I get it. This is relative. She's fully vaccinated, still wearing a mask, still in fear. We respect each other's anxiety level with love and understanding. That's great. I'm not wearing my mask out of fear. I'm wearing my mask because it's the right thing to do. There is still a pandemic going around, and I could be still carrying it to someone else. So, and the other thing is, it's the law here. It literally, there are signs that say in Monroe County, they pronounce it, you must wear a mask, but it's monkey see, monkey don't. Really, great advice. Sharing, says Linda, she's the first to share. Look at all these from these shares. Trish says, shared. By the way, you need to let me know that you shared. It's the only way that I can know. Ed says, shared. Awesome, possum, memo, shared. Alex says, I would say my max is 70, but I range 30 to 70 in the day. I'm a goldfish. That is so awesome. Working on becoming a goldfish. I actually thought about buying a goldfish just to remind me that. Trust your instincts with energy, says Dur Anthony. Awesome, dude. Michelle Lee says, I'm in Illinois where I wear a mask too. Good. If you go to Miami, you drive 60 miles, everybody's wearing masks. It's monkey see, monkey do. Here it's monkey see, monkey don't. I wish I'd have come up with that a long time ago. Others' moods impact my anxiety. Me too. Heather says other people's anxiety definitely rubs off. Christy says shared. Thanks everybody for being with me today. I love getting up and doing this with you every single morning. The Good Morning Show, someone called it. And we are expanding our impact on the world. This is so exciting to see more and more people. We are getting more and more people coming in through this channel thanks to your shares and taking the complaint-free challenge. And that's what's exciting, because that's what's going to improve our world. I'm struggling right now to figure out how to, there we go. For some reason, the technology, oh, there's another share before I even had a chance. Wherever your level is, you can bring it down. First, recognize it. Consciously work to bring it down. And life gets better. You get happier. All right, everybody. Thanks for being with me today. Love you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.